Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with T. Rice.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
What's going on, guys? This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I hope you guys are doing well wherever you are. I'm encouraged tonight. I hope you guys are encouraged as well. If you're coming on and you're tuning in, I just want to say thank you so much for coming through tonight. I am definitely encouraged, and I hope you guys are encouraged wherever you are tonight. You know, do you have a lot of things going on in your life? I'm sure you do. I do as well. And there's some things I want to just talk about, some things that that I experienced this week, and this kind of like kind of helping me to prepare for, you know, what I feel like God's telling me to share with you guys from some of the stuff that I have experienced. So tonight I'm talking about don't miss the wave. Catch the wave of God and what God is doing in your life. What's going on, Ms. Skinner? What's going on, Mrs. Skinner? It's so good to see you on here. I'm in church tonight, and I'm just going to tell you guys, don't miss the move of God in your life. Don't miss the move of God in your life. So that's what I'm talking about tonight. It's so good to see Dr. Terrell. Dr. T is in the house, this man of God, this great man of God. It's good to see how God is working in your life, Dr. T. So just continue to be that light and shine. Both of you guys continue to be that light and shine. So tonight, don't miss the week. Catch. What happened, guys, is which would be what beach you go to. That's not the biggest point. The biggest point is not what beach I went to. The biggest point is the lesson that I've learned from going to the beach. What's going on? Catch the wave. That's right, Tamisha. What's going on, Mom? Catch the wave. Don't miss the wave. Catch the wave. Catching the wave of God. Don't miss the wave. Don't miss the wave. Catch the wave. That's tonight's sermon message. And I appreciate those who come through on the Heart Love Radio Show, which is also connected to my ministry, Fire Hearts Ministries. And I will be letting you guys know when I'm coming back on for that, but we're in the beginning stages of that, so I really, really appreciate you guys tonight. Yes, I'm doing something different, so you don't see me wearing my glasses, but it's okay. Everything is in big letters, so it's going to help me out a little bit. But, you know, I'm trying some different things, but I just want to say, guys, that I feel like God is definitely moving. And as he's moving in this season, guys, it's very, very important that we pay attention to what God is doing in our lives. Dr. Terrell says, I'm here in spirit. My mother's gone, so I'm here to be encouraged. I miss my mom so much. She went on to glory on May 21st. I need your prayers. I'm praying for you, Dr. Terrell. And you know the things your mother told you. So you continue to lean on those things that she told you and that she showed you and that God allowed you to see. You know, of course, you're going through what you're going through. And, you know, we're definitely praying for you and for peace in this time. But I want you to be encouraged by the things that God allowed her to share with you. Even, you know, I'm not even going there, but you know what we're talking about. So be encouraged, be encouraged, be encouraged. And we're definitely praying for you. Kathy, good evening. All blessings to each of you. Yes, don't miss the wave, catch the wave. And tonight, guys, well, God gave me this message sometime last week, right? And the message was this: you are not missing out if you are somewhere else. You are missing out if you are not fully present where you are. You see, let me say that again. God gave this to me, last week, and I want to share it with you this week on this broadcast. You are not missing out if you are somewhere else. You are missing out if you are not fully present where you are. If you are not fully present where you are. So even with what you shared, Dr. Terrell, we're definitely praying for Dr. Terrell as he grieves his mother's passing. You know, be present. Feel everything that you're feeling. Work through those things and keep on pressing. Don't give up. Remember the things that your mother said. And I'll talk to you later. Just remember the different things that she said. And, you know, it's all a process. It's all a process. You know, first of all, guys, let me tell you about this. You know, Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. My brother, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are before me, forgetting those things which are behind me, and reaching forth toward those things which are before me, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now, let me tell you guys about this thing tonight. Let me tell you about this thing tonight. The wave. I was like, okay, Lord, you're talking to me, and you're giving me this message about don't miss the wave, catch the wave. So I said, let me break this down. You know, I had me break down. What does wave mean? And when I looked in the Oxford Dictionary, it means, this is one of the definitions, the noun definition, a sudden occurrence of or increase in a specified phenomenon, feeling, or emotion. I'm going to read that again. The wave, the definition of a wave is a sudden occurrence of or increase specified phenomenon, feeling, or emotion. You might be feeling a wave of emotions right now. You might be feeling a whole bunch of things where you are right now, but I just want to encourage you today to press. My brother, I'm not counting myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching toward those things which are before me, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I want to encourage you today, don't miss the wave. Catch the wave. I want you to be present. God is saying, be present. You might say, Lord, I wish I was over there. These people are over here, or this is happening over there, and I'm over here. And God, again, told me this. You are not missing out if you are somewhere else. You are missing out if you are not fully present where you are. Let us be fully present in what we are experiencing in this season. Be fully present because God wants to teach you. He wants to equip you because everything that we go through and we experience is to help someone else. It's to help someone else. And when we're learning and we're learning what God is teaching us, guess what? You might not understand it, but there's someone out there who's looking at you and looking at how you are dealing with the things that you are dealing with. Again, that Oxford Dictionary definition of the wave, a sudden occurrence of or increase in a specified phenomenon, feeling, or emotion. I want to tell you this, guys. When I went to the beach this past weekend, don't ask me which beach because that's not the main part of the story. I'm going to tell you the lesson I learned from going to this beach. And as I looked at the water, at the ocean, I saw the waves, right? I saw the waves. And my mom could tell you, I just love to drink cold water. I do not like cold water. And the water was cold. It's taken me a minute to try to get into that water. But as I stood there, I noticed something. Waves come in different forms. Waves come in different forms. There are some small waves. There are some big waves. There are some minor waves. There are some powerful waves. And, you know, and then not every wave is alike. So what you are experiencing, the wave that you might be experiencing, I might be experiencing a different wave or move of God in my life right now. You know, but not every wave is like one of the things that I've learned from some of the deep conversations that I've had with my mother recently or in this past season, one of the things that I have learned is from my discussion with my mom is that you might think you understand what that person is going through, but until you are in that person's shoes, you do not fully know what they're experiencing. And even if you have experienced something similar, the wave might be just a little different in that person's life. So not every wave is alike. So sometimes I have to be empathetic that I might not truly know what you are experiencing in your life. I can only share what I've experienced in my life, the waves I've experienced in my life, the waves I've seen in my life. You know, and listen to this. Waves can differ in frequency, volume, and rate. You know, it's not like, okay, this wave can come in 10 seconds. This wave is going to come in another 10 seconds in 10-second increments. They can come in different forms. You might have this wave. This wave might be coming to you different ways. This might come this way. This one might have something going on underneath that you don't see, an undercurrent. So waves can differ in frequency, volume, and rates. There's a reason why I'm telling you some of these things, because I'm going to tie this in to what we're talking about tonight. And then the effects of waves can be either mild or catastrophic. You know, whether some hurricanes or tsunamis, you know, the effects of waves can either be mild or catastrophic. In the natural, in the spiritual, waves can be either mild or catastrophic. Are you guys listening to what I'm saying? We're praying for you, Dr. Terrell. We're praying for you. God bless you. God bless you. You know, I want to talk about the wave because it's going to go in what we're talking about tonight. Don't miss the wave. Catch the wave. These are different things that I just observed as I was on the beach looking at the ocean and look at the waves and experiencing the waves as they were coming and as I was trying to attempt to go into the water. But, you know, the first point tonight is this. Stay awake. The first point tonight is this. Stay awake. Stay present. You know, guys, we're going through things. We're going through pain. It's so easy for us to revert back to dealing with things the way we would normally deal with things in the past. Sometimes I'm going to tell you guys, with me, one of the things, how do I deal with things? I ate. I overate. And, you know, and God's been so good and so wonderful in my life. And I said, Lord, you know, I can't, that's not even an option for me to deal with grief, for me to deal with negative things that come up in my life with overeating. Now I'm sharing, this is one of my things, you know, that I have gone through and I've dealt with. You know, so for me, it's like God's brought me too far, so I can't even go back that way. But sometimes when we're dealing with life, when we're dealing with things, it's easier to revert back to dealing with things the way we've dealt with things in the past. Now, I'm talking about unhealthy ways of dealing with things in the past. I want to encourage you tonight, stay awake, stay present, pay attention to what God is doing in your life. Now, pay attention to what God is doing, the things that you are going through now. See, yesterday is gone. We can't reach back into yesterday, but we can learn from yesterday. We can learn from what we've gone through, what we've experienced. We can learn even in what might appear to be like the worst time in your life. You can learn what God is doing in your life. You can learn from the situation. You can learn from the wave, from the season. Like Ecclesiastes chapter 3, there's a season for everything under the sun. Pay attention. Stay woke, as some people say. Stay awake. Pay attention to what God is doing. Stay in the now. If you might be hurting, you might be in pain, but stay in the now. Hey, Sandra, stay present in the now. Learn those things that you say, Lord, like Dr. Terrell saying, it's hurt so bad, but stay in the now. Because, God, there's healing for yourself. So stay in the now so you can move through and deal with things and allow God to comfort you, allow the Holy Spirit to comfort you at this time, in this time in your life. It's very, very important that we stay awake. It's very important that we pay attention to what God is doing in our lives. And listen to this, guys. Be sensitive to the move of God in your life. Let me tell you this. As I was out there on that beach and I was watching the waves, I'm like, okay, there's a big wave coming. That's a little wave. And sometimes I thought, oh, that was a little wave. And that wave kind of slapped me. It's like, ouch. You know, because it was cold. I don't like cold water, right? So I'm trying to, you know, so be sensitive to the move of God in your life. You know, Lord, what are you trying to teach me in this season? Lord, why am I going through this right now? And it doesn't mean that we always get the answers. But one thing I am encouraged about, that God is with us even when we think that we are by ourselves. So if you're thinking that you're by yourself, listen, don't be dismayed. Don't be dismayed. God is with you. Be sensitive to the move of God in your life. Be sensitive to what you're feeling. Be sensitive, be present, and own how you're feeling. See, you can't move forward if you don't say, look, my heart is broken. Lord, I'm tired. But if I act like I'm not tired, if I act like I'm okay, then guess what? Nothing's going to be dealt with. Nothing is going to be dealt with because that wave is coming. But am I being honest about how I'm feeling? If I'm not honest, that wave is coming. And guess what? That wave is still going to come. If you're in that same place, guess what? That wave is coming. That wave is coming. Be sensitive to the move of God in your life. And I want to tell you guys this. Hey, Sandra, I want to tell you this. You cannot unsee what God is showing you. You cannot unsee. So if you're praying, Lord, please show me your glory in my life. Please show me what you're trying to do in my life. Please show me what I'm supposed to learn this season. Lord, please show me. Please help me. Please show me. So when God begins to show you, you can't say, oh, God, I don't like that. You cannot unsee what God is showing you about your life. And some of us, we're getting to places where God's saying, okay, are you ready to go to the next level? Are you ready? See, if that wave is coming, but are you prepared? See, the Lord will become that shelter for you in the time of trouble. The Lord will become that shelter. He will raise you above the things that the enemy is trying to do. When you humble yourself, he will raise you up. So the wave is coming. But I want to encourage you, whatever it is that you're going through, lean on God. Lean on Christ. I need you, Lord. And when the Lord shows you, Lord, I need you. Lord, I don't know how I'm going to get through this situation, but I'm trusting you. Like that song says, I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. You know, you cannot see what God is showing you. You cannot see it. But trust God that he has you. Trust God that he will bring you through it. Trust God that he will heal you. Trust the Holy Spirit that he will comfort you. Trust in him. But you cannot see what God is showing you. See, sometimes we get into a rut. So you see that wave coming. You see that wave coming, but you know, you're not being honest. You're not saying, Lord, I'm dealing with this. I'm feeling this way about that. I'm feeling this way. And then that wave comes because you're not even being honest about some of the other stuff. So it's like saying, Lord, I want you to move in my life. Then God begins to move in your life. Then he's like, Lord, why is this happening? This is not the way I expected this to be. This is uncomfortable for me. So I'm going to act like I don't see that. I'm going to ignore you. Have you guys ever gotten to that point where you've gotten to that ignore mode? Have you ever gone to a place where you went to ignore mode? You might not say it, but you say, Lord, please show me. And then when God begins to show you, then you begin to act like, no, that's not it. I don't see that. So I'm going to go ahead and do what I'm going to do because that's not what I was expecting. Listen, have you guys ever been honest? Have you guys ever done that? When you've gotten to the ignore mode, we're saying, Lord, I'm going to ignore. Now, I know I prayed that you would move some things and change some things, but I don't like the way things are changing and things are moving. Listen, guys, you cannot unsee what God has or is showing you. Stay awake. Stay present. And listen to this. Then you are held accountable for what you see. You are held accountable for what you do know. For what you've seen, what you do know, you're going to be held accountable for. Why is this important? The message tonight, the topic is don't miss the wave, catch the wave. So listen to this. Catching the wave, that means you see something coming back. You see something happening. Remember the definition, the Oxford definition of wave. One of the definitions for the noun version of wave is a sudden occurrence of or increase in a specified phenomenon, feeling, or emotion. You can act like that wave's not coming. Guess what? That wave is still going to come. The question is, what's going to happen when that wave reaches you? You see, you are held accountable for what you do know. So, guys, this thing is serious. Like when God is telling us and he's showing us things about our lives, he's showing us things about ourselves, he's showing us things about the people around us, we have to pay attention to what God is doing in our lives. Because things that he does show us, guess what? We're held accountable for it. Are we going to go into ignore mode or are we going to pay attention? Because guess what? That wave is still coming. I can act like, and some of us are either going to, what? You're either in a wave, you're either in the middle of a wave and you're like, oh, I'm in the middle of a wave. Or either you're about to go in a wave or you come out of a wave. Things are happening around us in our lives all the time. You're going to be held accountable for what you do know. That's one thing we are going to be held accountable for. Tamisha says this, we sometimes give the devil credit for God's disruption in our lives or closing the door. Woo! That's so true, Tamisha. That's so true. Here's my mic. I'm dropping the mic, Tamisha. I'm dropping the mic on that one. I'm going to repeat what Tamisha just shared. We sometimes give the devil credit for God's disruption in our lives or closing the door. That's exactly it, Tamisha. Sometimes like the devil doesn't know. Remember you prayed? Remember you prayed, Lord, please close every door that needs to be closed and open every door that needs to be opened. So then when relationships or friendships start changing, we're like, Lord, why is this happening? The devil didn't know. You prayed. It's just that things are happening possibly in a different way than you expected. Now stay awake. Stay present. Stay in the moments. Because guess what, guys? When you're in that uncomfortable place, a place that is not, that does not feel good, a place that is not what you expected, it's easy for us to say, look, I wish I was somewhere else. Hey, what's going on? I wish I was somewhere else. But listen, that message that God had given me again was you are not missing out if you are somewhere else. So what that's sharing with me, what God shared that with me, you're not missing out if you are somewhere else. That means if you're in an uncomfortable place and you wish that, I wish I was over there, I can look and say, oh, I wish I was where Kathy is. I wish I was where Javonna is. I wish I was with Tamisha or Sandra or Dr. Terrell or Darlene or Trina or Mom. I wish I was somewhere, or Miss Skinner. I wish I've had their life. I wish I was where they are. No, they're where they're supposed to be. You are not missing out if you are somewhere else. That means you're supposed to be where you are right now, right? He said you are missing out if you are not fully present where you are. So, Lord, what do you want me to learn? If your heart is aching, Lord, what do you want me to learn? I will trust in you, Lord. Indeed, the Holy Spirit will be a comforter. Indeed, God will lift you up when the enemy comes with a whole bunch of stuff. Lord, raise up that standard against the enemy. Guess what? What are you teaching me in this season, Lord? Stay awake. Stay present. Now, let's talk about this. Yeah, Tamisha says the grass always looks greener on the other side until you have to mow it. Oh, that's a good one, Tamisha. Oh, man. The grass always looks greener on the other side until you have to mow it. Oh, I love it. I love it. Jerona loves it, too. I love it. She likes it. The grass, I never heard that one. The grass always looks green on the other side. I've heard that part. Until you have to mow it. When you have to mow it, there's something else. Which goes along with my next point tonight. The purpose of the wave of God in your life. The purpose of the wave. Remember the Oxford Dictionary? Oxford Dictionaries, one of their definitions again. I keep on saying it so you can make the correlation, the connection. A wave is a sudden occurrence of, or an increase in a feeling, specified phenomenon, feeling, or emotion. A sudden occurrence of, or increase in a specified phenomenon, feeling, or emotion. Yeah, Patricia, right on. Yeah, that is right on, isn't it? What's going on, Brian? You know, so tonight we're talking about don't miss the wave, catch the wave. First point, I was talking about the wave. Second point, staying awake, stay present. And now we're talking about the purpose of the wave of God in your life. There's a purpose for everything under the sun, Ecclesiastes 3. And you can best believe there is a purpose. There's a reason why you're going through. Sometimes, guys, when I find myself in these places that are uncomfortable, I'm like, Lord, why am I going through this? And I'm going to tell you this, guys. I was speaking with one of my friends, and I'll tell you a little bit part of the conversation. The part was like, you're not the only ones who's gone through this. Guys, when we're going through what we're going through, we might feel as if we are the only ones who are experiencing what we're experiencing. Guess what? Someone else possibly has experienced what you've experienced. It might have been in a different way, to a different extent, to a different level, with different force and different consequences, repercussions. But guess what? Everyone has gone through something. And understand that purpose. Lord, why am I going through this? Right, right. Ms. Skinner says a season. Yeah, there's a season for everything. So find out that purpose, like Javon said, a purpose of the wave, a purpose of this sudden occurrence of or increase in a specified phenomenon, feeling, or emotion in my life. Discover what God is trying to do in your life. Listen, guys, there's a time for everything. I know, you know, it's easier to say it than done than to actually look at it and actually read it for yourself. So Ecclesiastes chapter 3, a time for everything. Ecclesiastes 3, there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. A season for every activity under heaven. Guys, there's a season for everything under the sun. Best believe it. There's a season. There's a time to be born. And guess what? A time to die. Regardless of how that wave might come, regardless of how it might hurt, guess what? There is a time for everything under the sun. A time to plant and a time to uproot. Sometimes God has to move you someplace else. Sometimes he had to plant you. He wants to plant you someplace. Lord, why am I going through this? Why is this wave happening? Perhaps God wants to plant you somewhere where he wants you to be so you can get the nurturance, the nutrients, and all the light and all the different things that you're going to need so you can grow. And sometimes God has to uproot you and take you somewhere else. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. Regardless of that wave that's coming in your life, sometimes, guys, it's a time to tear down some things. Sometimes we have to do that introspection. Sometimes God's going to cause you to go in a different direction. How is that wave coming to you? What are you supposed to do during this occurrence of or an increase in a specified phenomenon, feeling, or emotion. What are you supposed to do? Sometimes God wants to tear down things. Then guess what? Sometimes those things that are torn down, guess what? He builds up again. He builds up again. A time to weep and a time to laugh. You might want to weep, but you might be going through a season where it's a time for you to weep. It's a time for you to mourn. It's a time for you to grieve, but grieving in a healthy way. Seen that in my life? You seen that in your life, Ms. Skinner? Hey, Pastor Follins. You know, how about this? A time to mourn and a time to dance. There's a time to mourn. Some say, oh, I can't mourn. No, mourn. Grieve in a healthy way. And then there's a time to dance. Oh, yes, Pastor Follins. Thank God for the building. Thank God for the building. Whew. Listen, don't, you know, we're talking about tonight, Pastor Follins, don't miss the wave. Catch the wave. You know, then there's a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain. You know, sometimes guys like, you know, people might have expectations of us that we're supposed to embrace every time. We're supposed to embrace people. And perhaps God might have you in a place where you're refraining. No, you're in this quiet place. You're in this place where you're doing some introspection, you know? Praise God, Pastor Collins. You know, a time to embrace and a time to refrain. Sometimes God might say, no, George Wave, it's time for you to be quiet. It's time for you to listen. It's not time to be up in everybody's face. It's time for you to refrain. A time to search and a time to give up. Sometimes, guys, this whole thing about missing the wave and catching the wave, sometimes when things are happening, we might think one thing and we're searching, and then there's a time where, no, let's stay present. So there's time to give up. Not right now. You might hear not now. Not right now. You might hear you need to wait. A time to keep and a time to throw away. How many of you guys experienced that in your life? With the way of God, with the way God is moving in your life. Perhaps you might be in a place where it's like, do I keep this? And sometimes, guys, you have to throw it away. You have to let it go. So there's some relationships that God's saying, it's time for you to let it go. There's some relationships God said, no, you're supposed to keep this person in your life. I'm moving in your life. You're supposed to keep this person. But this person, is this moving in the direction that I'm trying to take you in? So sometimes, guys, what's going on, Mr. G, sometimes you got to let some things go. And sometimes, guys, it's time to keep them. There's a time to tear, and then there's a time to mend. How many of you guys experienced that when you're going through the wave of God in your life, and the waves are happening, and while you're going through, God's saying it's time for you to let some things go. There's also a time where, in a different season, he might mend those relationships. Might. It's not a promise, but might. There's a time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to be quiet. You don't have to say everything. Some things you don't have to say words to. Sometimes you just have to let God, because guess what? While you're going through a wave, someone might be coming out of a wave. Somebody might be in the point of healing. They're being healed from the wave that they were in. Don't miss the wave. Catch the wave. I'm going to tie this all in, guys. A time to love and a time to hate. A time to love and a time to hate. Praise God, Brian. Praise God, because God's doing this. This is different. I wasn't even planning on going this route. Let the Lord speak to you. Thank you. Thank you for the encouragement. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. See, sometimes, guys, when we should be at war about injustice, we're talking about peace. No, you're in a time of war. So you got to fight the good fight. And then when we're in this time where we should be peaceful, we should be at peace, we're trying to fight. So it's very, very important that we understand what season that we are in our lives. Because there is a time for war. Then there is a time for peace. When am I talking about this? What does this have to do with don't miss the wave, catch the wave? This is what's going on. God said, stay awake, stay present. The purpose of the wave of God, understanding the season that you are in. Yes, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the wave. Thank you, Lord, for speaking tonight. Thank you, Lord, for your spirit, your wave of what you're doing in our lives in this season. But it's very, very important that we discover what God is trying to do. Perhaps if you haven't asked, Lord, I'm feeling this way. Please speak to me. Why am I experiencing such pain? Let me tell you guys something. I've shared this with you guys, and what's helped me out is it's amazing how when I went through the worst time in my life, and I've said this, I said, God, you can give me my ticket to come home to glory now. I'm ready to go. My grandmother's gone. Both my grandmothers are gone. My aunt is gone. And now, since then, I can say, aunts, during this pandemic, right before and you know, I since probably about the past year and a half, a little bit over a year and a half, I've lost two aunts, an uncle, three cousins, a good friend, another friend, new friend. Listen, guys, and what God showed me is that when I went through the worst part of my life in 2016, when I was on zero with zero, it was one of the worst times in my life. And I know I say that. I'm being honest. It was one of the worst times in my life. And what God showed me was this. When I went through that and people did not understand what I was going through, and they probably said a whole bunch of things. You know, I was 100 pounds overweight. The end result, you know, I was huge, guys. And those guys who've seen me, you saw me when I began doing the online videos and things like that. I was huge. I lost 50. I have 50 more to lose. And as I was going through that thing, I thought that wave I was going through was going to take me out, guys. I was ready to say, Lord, take me out because I am drowning. But God had some people around me who were praying for me. You know, God had my mother, one of my aunts, a couple of my cousins, a friend or two here and there who checked on me. Yeah, about two cousins who checked on me during that time. I'm just sharing this with you to say this. And I was going through that wave. I thought that I was going to take me out. God showed me recently. I went through it because guess what? I can minister to those who are going through that wave right now. And then in the midst of even that, I've already lost about 7 or 8 people who I loved. You know, during COVID, some of us couldn't even have a funeral for a couple of my cousins that the family could come to, the extended family could attend. Listen, guys, you know, the purpose of the wave of God in your life. God showed me that when I went through that worst part in my life, what I considered to be the worst time in my life, has given me the opportunity, the perspective to share with people who are going through the worst time in their lives during this COVID time. And even in the midst of that COVID time, guess what? I had COVID. I had COVID myself. And God had to remind me, I have a purpose for your life. You know, discover what God's trying to do in your life. And there's the wave about bringing something to you or to pick you up to take you somewhere else or to teach you a lesson. Because sometimes, guess what? When I was at that beach and I saw the waves coming, right? I looked to the left. Oh, what's going on down there? And I knew in my mind that the wave was on its way. And the waves is a small wave. It slapped me a little bit, right? I'm like, ooh, because I don't like cold water. So I'm like, ooh. Then I looked to my right or I looked back to my left to see what was going on down the beach. Then a bigger wave came, and I was not prepared for that wave, and that wave snapped me in. I told you I like to drink cold water. I don't like to be in cold water. And let me tell you something, that wave slapped me. it almost knocked me over. That wave went almost, the water got, the cold water went on my chest. I'm like, ah! So guess what? Sometimes in our lives, waves are happening. Waves are happening. Things are happening. And we're not focused. Well, if we're not focusing that wave, we're looking at what's going on over here, what's going on over there. Guess what? Those waves can, guess what? Either bring us under, take us under. The waves can either could knock us back, then bring, take us out further away. Or what is the purpose of that wave? Why are you experiencing that wave in your life? And sometimes, guys, it's for us to say, Lord, what, to ask the Lord, Lord, why am I going through this? Lord, why am I experiencing this in my life in this season? You know, and then God's prayer, the purpose of the wave of God. Let me tell you this, prayers, praying. Lord, please show me your glory. Please show me what you want me to learn in this season. If you're coming on right now, I was going to ask you, we're talking about don't miss the wave, catch the wave. And I talked about the wave, staying awake, staying present. The purpose of the wave of God in your life, and that's where we are right now. The purpose, Lord, why am I experiencing this? And, you know, and I've heard this. Why not? Why shouldn't you experience it? What makes you different that you're not going to experience any heartaches? Guess what? Heartaches. There's nothing about writing a song about heartaches when you've experienced heartaches. And sometimes if you have experienced what the person beside you has experienced, you can empathize. Give them that support. Empathize. But guess what? At some point in time, guess what? You're going to experience some heartache. At some point of time. And it's like knowing the season that you're in is so important, the purpose of the wave of God in your life. Waves do different things, right? Waves can destroy things. No. And but listen, praying, Lord, please show me your hand in this situation. Please show me your will. Please show me the purpose why I'm experiencing this pain right now. I can say this, some of my friends on here, you've experienced some pain, right? And when you think about it, those who are musicians, you think about how God has blessed you with some songs because you were going through a pain and you were open for God to speak to you about why you were going through that pain. There's a reason for everything. And we have to be to that point where we're saying, Lord, I'm going to humble myself and I'm going to pray and I'm going to trust that you will speak to me through this situation, the purpose of the wave of God. And then once you get that purpose of the wave of God, the purpose, then you can be held accountable for that, that you understand. And but guys, let me tell you this. Sometimes while you're going through the storm, you might not understand why you're going through the storm. You might not understand why you are experiencing what you are experiencing. But guess what? In time, God will show you. In time. When I tell you I went through the worst time of my life, that was the worst time of my life. And, you know, and because I've gone through that, I can empathize. I can be sympathetic for those who are going through something that's similar or even worse than what I experienced. But why not me? Why shouldn't I experience that pain? Why should I experience it? Guys, we have our cross to bear. You know, Jesus Christ paid the cross for us, right? He paid the price for us on the cross. Guess what? We're going to experience some things in our lives because life happens, but it's how we experience it. But that whole thing about not missing the waves and catching the wave, let me tell you guys this. As I stood on that beach and I looked out, I thought about this, the effects of not paying attention to the wave of God in your life. The effects of not paying attention to the wave. Like I said, when I was looking down the way, what's going on, Isaac? And when I was looking down the way, and that wave was coming. This big wave came, almost took me out, y'all. My feet were going deeper into the sand. Like I said, when I looked to the left and took my eyes off of the wave that was coming, got hit. You know, guys, when life is happening, if we're not sensitive to what God is doing in our lives, if we're not praying and seeking God, Lord, why is this happening? And sometimes we don't get the answers, why, Lord? Life's going to happen. How are we going to deal with it? The effects of not paying attention. Guys, let me tell you this. When I turned my head, it hit. And the waves didn't come at the same time every 10 seconds. One might come 6 seconds later. One might come 3 seconds. I didn't even know that wave was coming. Guess what? Sometimes it happens like that. When life happens. And guys, when I was going through what I went through, I felt like I was drowning. You might feel like you're drowning. You might feel like you're going through something right now, but I felt like I was drowning. And I was like, Lord, I cannot get a break. How many more people going to pass? At one point, guys, there's so many people passing in my life and between 2012, actually it's done 2008, but then picked up around 2011, 2012 through 2015, 16, you could have taken me out. But you know what? God brought me through that. But I went through and I felt like I was going to drown. You might feel like out there that you're drowning, or you feel like you're going to drown, or you feel like, you know what, I almost drowned with that wave. But I'm going to tell you this, don't miss the wave of God. Don't miss the wave. Catch the wave. Ride the wave. Whatever it is, God's going to bring you through it. But it's very, very important that you stay in the present and that you're sensitive to what God is telling you to do. Ms. Skinner says, I'm not a songwriter, but through every season there were songs that spoke to what I was going through. That's right, Ms. Skinner. That is right. And if you're open and say, you know what, let me listen to some inspirational music, let me listen to some gospel music, let me listen to some good preaching, whatever it is to encourage you, God will speak to you through that. God will speak to you through people that you are connected to. That's kind of that big word about connection in this season, about connection. Who are you connected to? Who is speaking into your life? Who is speaking into your life? The effects of not paying attention to the wave of God in your life. I want to encourage you to look forward. Then you will be prepared. Look forward. Then you prepared. Remember Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 through 14. My brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching forward toward those things which are before me, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. If you're looking forward, just imagine if you're on the road driving, but I know we're talking about the wave. Let's talk about the wave first. If you're looking forward, you can see that wave. You know that wave is coming. Guess what? You will be prepared for when that wave hits you. You will be prepared for when that wave hits you. You might not understand how that wave might hit you, but guess what? You're going to be humble saying, Lord, I know I cannot get through this situation without you. Lord, I see what is happening. There's a proverb says that a man foresees a wise man or a prudent man foresees the evil and hides himself, but a foolish man ignores it and is punished. The foolish man continues and is punished. When you see that thing coming toward you, if it's a big wave, you know, that's a big wave. I need to run. I need to take cover. That's not a wave I'm supposed to be even trying. It's, you know, whatever it is that God's trying to show you guys, you have to look forward so you can see and be sensitive to hear how he's telling you to deal with that wave that you are seeing come your way. But if you're seeing that wave, don't say, oh, that's not a wave. That's not a real wave. Oh, guess what? When that thing hits you, you're going to understand, oh, yes, that was a wave. You know, sometimes God's warning us. You know, there's a wave coming. Pay attention. Then sometimes that wave is, you know, it's just a wave. And guess what? I'm bringing you through it. It's a small one. But stay focused. Look forward. Look forward and then be sensitive to hear what God is speaking to you. What is the Holy Spirit saying to the church today? And I heard someone saying this the other day, and I'm going to say this because I agree with that person. As things lift up, as these COVID restrictions lift up, don't forget about the good practices that you've been doing during this time. Don't forget. Say, oh, let me go ahead and do life the way I did life before. No, this is a different normal. This is a new normal. You know, some of the good practices you guys been doing, we've been doing, cooking your food, you know, jogging outside, going for a jog outside, spending time with your family. Most importantly, spending time with God, seeking God's face. Don't say, oh, I'm not going to go to church now. Hey, you were going to church online. Don't stop the good things. You were seeking and praying God, praying to God, Lord, please show me which direction you want me to go. What do you want me to do today? Some of us were more sensitive to God because we could not go anywhere, and we were stuck in the house. We were stuck with ourselves. I want to encourage you, don't lose yourself in this season as things begin to open back up. Don't forget about God. You know, the effects of not paying attention. Listen to this, guys. Listen to this. One wave hit me up. Another wave almost took me out, knocked me down. Then another wave, guess what, can take you out further. What is the purpose of that wave in your life? And if you are looking to your left or your right, guys, the wave can take you out. And then sometimes, guys, then you have to wait for another wave. See, the wave can be a good thing. A wave can be, I'm not going to say a bad thing, but in different degrees, what is the purpose of this wave? A wave of God's move in your life, a wave of the Holy Spirit really changing things, and you being open to God changing things and rearranging things in your life. Don't miss the wave of God where God is wanting to bless you and shower you with blessings. Stay focused. Stay focused. Don't look to your left or to your right, but stay focused. Stay grounded on the Word of God. Don't miss the wave. Catch the wave. Sometimes there might be blessings in that storm. Sometimes there may be blessings in what you're going through. Sometimes your deliverance can be through that wave that you're experiencing when you realize, you know, I cannot depend on myself 100%. I have to depend on someone greater than I am. I have to depend on I am. I have to look to the hills from whence cometh my help and understand that my help comes from the Lord. Don't miss the wave of God in your life. Catch the wave. Catch the wave. Listen, if you're looking to your left or your right, you're going to miss what God is trying to do. And it's amazing that God, like I said, gave me that word, and I'm saying it again. If you are not missing out if you are somewhere else. You are missing out if you are not fully present where you are. So be fully present where you are so you can get what God wants you to get and to receive and to have in this season, and catch the wave. It's not about just don't miss the wave, catch the wave. Because guess what? Your blessings, your victory might be in that wave that you're going through. Because guess what? You might be able to tell someone, you know, I've been through what you've gone through. I was ready to commit suicide. Let me say it. I was ready to say, take me out. I was ready to say, Lord, you can take me now, but guess what? God brought me through, so I can tell you, guess what? You will win. I'm learning life's lessons. Today is your day for your breakthrough. You know, if you believe in Jesus, say yes. You know, these are some of the songs that God gave me on my Project Life's Lessons. So when I was going through this thing, God gave me some songs. I had a two-disc CD, guys, literally, a two-disc CD that did not come, did not that was supposed to have been released, but was not released, Songs from the Heart. And then I went through this part, and then I have this one, then I have a new one that's going to be coming out in a few months, Life's Lessons, Volume 2. You know, and, you know, I'm going to tell you guys this. God gave me songs in what I thought was the worst time in my life. You don't know everything that's happening, but God knows. You might not understand why that wave is coming in your direction, but God knows. There might be blessings in that wave. And sometimes, guys, that might be a wave of warning. Look, you need to get away from this situation. So you see a big wave coming, you don't need to be walking, keep going forward. If God is showing you, be careful. You need to go somewhere else and hide yourself. Some people, when those tsunamis came and they saw those different things come and they're trying to scour away, listen, if you see what's happening, you might not understand everything, but if you see something you see this way, get away. What are you still doing there? What are you doing still there? Don't miss the wave. Catch the wave. Now, catching the wave, guys, that means ride the wave out. If God tell you to ride the wave, ride the wave. If God tell you go somewhere else, if it's a warning, listen, let's pay attention. What's the purpose of the wave in your life? Again, the Oxford definition of wave is a sudden occurrence of or increase in a specified phenomenon, feeling, or emotion. Or emotions, guys, listen, don't miss the move of God in your life. Don't miss out on this wave. Catch the wave. Focus on God. Be obedient, and you will be prepared for the wave. Whether you're supposed to manage that wave, whether you're supposed to stand still and know that he's God, whether you're supposed to go hide yourself somewhere else because that wave is coming. What is the purpose of that wave? But don't miss out. Don't miss the wave of God. Don't miss the move of God in your life. Catch the wave. And God, and as I focused on what was ahead of me, as I focused on what was ahead, not looking to my left, not looking to my right, not wondering what that person's doing down there. Lord, I love what you're doing in that life, in their lives. I wish I had that. Or looking this way and say, how come I cannot be over there? No, be present where you are. Keep your eyes open. Lord, speak to my heart, Holy Spirit. Give me words that will give me life. To give new life. You know, words on the wings of the morning, the dark nights will fade away. If you speak to my heart, I believe that's it. Be consumed with your purpose. Praise God for you. I praise God for what God is doing in your life, but I'm going to catch the wave that God has for me. Because I can be standing in near you while you're being blessed and you're dealing with that wave. The wave might affect me differently because I'm in a different season. So it's very, very important that you're sensitive to where you, to what you're experiencing in your life in this season. Focus on God. Put your focus on God. You're not missing anything, but you will miss what God's trying to do in your life if you're not fully present. If you're not fully present where you are. If your focus is off, guys, you will not be prepared. You might be someplace where you're not supposed to be. And that wave might affect you in a different way. Miss Skinner says this, my mama told me disappointments are blessings in disguise. Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Ms. Skinner. Yes, that's true. I can see that, Ms. Skinner. Disappointments are blessings in disguise. Sometimes you don't understand what God is trying to protect you from. You know, amen, amen. Pray, listen, and do. Pray, listen, and do. Say it again. Pray, listen, and do. And when you pray, then you listen. You stop and listen. And do what God is telling you to do. It might not be popular. Everyone might not understand, but guess what? When you're obedient to God, when that wave comes, guess what? God's got you. But if you go and you listen to what this person is saying, are you trying to do what that person's trying to do? No. Do what God's telling you to do. Because anointing might cover you, but if you're not present, you're not listening to what God's telling you to do, I can try to do what you're doing, but God's not trying to do it in my life, possibly what he's doing in your life. He might do it in a different way. God might tell you to stop, but he might be telling that person it's time for you to move. But you'll say, okay, I'm going to move because that person's moving. No. What is God saying to you? Because that door might be closed for you, but open to that person. But you reap if you don't faint. You will reap if you don't give up. But pray, listen, and do what God's telling you to do. And then don't stop pressing. My brother, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me, and reaching forth or pressing toward those things that are before me, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. As you experience that wave, tomorrow, yesterday is gone. Lord, give me strength today. Smokey Northfield song, I need you now. I need you now. How many of you guys need the Lord right now? How many of you guys need God to speak to your heart? Because guess what? Jesus is right here. He's standing at the door of your heart, and he's knocking on your door. If you hear the Holy Spirit speaking to you, if you hear Jesus speaking to you, open up the door of your heart and let him in. I need you, Lord. I need you.
I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee.
I need him now. I need you, Lord. I need you. God says, I'm here. So if you're saying, I need you, God is saying, I am here. The Holy Spirit is saying, I'm here. Feel God's presence wherever you are. Feel his move in your life wherever you are. Oscar, he says, I'm right here. I've been right here. I'm right here. One thing you have to do is say, yes, Lord. And don't let fear keep you from doing what God is telling you to do. Hear what God is speaking to your life. Some of you guys are praying, Lord, I need transportation. I have transportation issues. Lord, I need you. God, listen, don't give up. Don't give up. God will meet every need in your life. Don't stop pressing. Ride the wave. Be flexible. And watch God move in your life. Don't stop pressing. You can't change yesterday. But God can heal you now. Press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. If you're saying, Lord, is that you speak to me? The Lord is speaking to you. Lord, when you get off this, when this thing goes off, spend some time with the Lord. Lord, speak to my heart. And God's going to speak to you, and going to show you things. And as he shows you guys, believe him and trust him. And trust every season. Read Ecclesiastes chapter 3. There's a season for everything. Don't miss the move of God in your life. Don't miss the wave of God. Don't miss the wave. Catch the wave. Is this a wave that you're supposed to ride? Is this a wave that you're supposed to hide and go somewhere else? Be obedient to the season that God has you in tonight. My mom says this great word tonight, to God be the glory. What a blessing. God is in control, and we are never alone because he is always there. Blessing to all, and to all, good night. God bless you too, Mom. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys for coming through tonight. I want to say God bless you. I appreciate each and every one because you could have been somewhere else. You could have been somewhere else tonight, but you're here. And I pray that something spoken will touch your life. Something spoken will change your life, will encourage you in the season that you're in. Don't miss the move of God in your life. Don't miss the wave. Catch the wave. And understand that God is ultimately working everything out for your good. So don't give up. Call on the name of Jesus. Speak peace. Peace be still. I pray God's blessings over your lives. I pray God's blessings over your ministries. I pray God's blessings over the things that he is redefining in your life. I pray that God will bless you. I pray that you will receive that blessing. And as I prophesied a few weeks ago, I prophesied to those dreams that you thought were dead. I prophesied to those things you thought, you know, this is never going to happen in my life. But God says it is going to happen. So I speak that over your life. Yes, be present. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Be present. Listen, those things you thought were dead, God's saying they're not dead. It's alive. This is a new season. Catch the wave. Feel the wave. And then just say, yes, Lord. I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. God is moving. The Holy Spirit is touching lives. Listen, God's not... God can touch you where you are right now. And I'm praying the Holy Spirit will fill your room, your spaces where you are right now, that you can feel the Holy Spirit touching your life, speaking to your life, touching your heart and your soul. God loves you. Whatever happened yesterday is yesterday. Today, moving forward, say, I surrender all. Lord, I pray right now, Lord God, that you'll touch Oscar right now, Lord. I pray, Father God, that you'll meet every need that's in his life. Lord God, you know what he's dealing with. You know the things that he's experiencing in his life, Lord. And I pray, God, that you'll give him peace in the midst of a wave, in the midst of the storm, Lord God. And I pray that he will trust you. I pray that he will be obedient and that, Lord God, that you will bring people around him who will speak life into his spirit, into his soul. Lord, I just want him to know that he's not the only one, that people are experiencing life. People are experiencing pain. People are experiencing disappointments. But, Lord, I'm reminded and encouraged by what Ms. Skinner said, that her mother said. There can be blessings in disappointments. There can be blessings in disappointments. Lord God, I pray, God, that you will bless him. I pray, Father God, that you will increase what he needs to be increased in his life. And I pray, Lord God, that you will move supernaturally in his situation. I pray you give him peace. I pray, God, you give him fulfillment. I pray that you'll give him direction. In Jesus' name, amen. The storm is passing over. Believe that, Oscar. Believe it. Believe that the storm is passing over. Believe that God is bringing you through whatever it is that you are experiencing in this season. I need you, Lord. That's all you got to say, Oscar. I need you, Lord. And allow the Lord to speak to your heart. Allow the Lord to speak. The fog is lifting. God's going to show you what you need to see. And what he shows you, believe it. And then listen. Stop listening and do how he shows you and tells you to do. God bless everyone who comes through. I feel a wave passing through. Thank you for the word I needed to hear. Amen. Praise God. This is what it's about, guys. It's not about ministry. It's about changing lives, touching lives. God loves you. He created you. He loves you. He loves you where you are. He loves you where you are. God says, do it for him, Lord. Yes. And Lord God, we pray, God, over Dr. Terrell right now, Lord God. We pray that you'll give him peace in the midst of his storm, in the midst of what he's experiencing with the loss of his mother. Our Lord, Father God, I pray that, God, that he will stand on your word, that he will stand on the things that his mother even shared with him. And Lord God, pray for peace for him, his siblings, and his family. Lord God, please bless them. Lord, I pray, God, for my mother. I pray for what she's going through physically. And I pray, God, that you'll continue to encourage her. The storm is passing over. Hallelujah. I pray God will bless you. Some of you guys have dreams and you put them on hold, but God's going to bring an increase. God is bringing an increase from the north, south, east, and west for you to finish your music project. God is bringing forth the people who you're going to collaborate with, and God says it's going to happen. I'm looking at your picture, and I hope you know I'm talking to you. I hope it's confirming the songs you've been hearing in spirit, the songs you've been waking up listening to and hearing. Just know that God is doing this thing in your life. Trust the process. And I'm speaking to you. I'm not going to say your name because I hope it's confirmation for you. And you're saying, Lord, what about me? And God says, I have not forgotten about you. I'm looking at someone else. I'm saying God has not forgotten about you. Age is nothing but a number. Age is nothing but a number. God is doing this thing in your life. I'm speaking to another person. I'm looking at your picture right now, and I believe you were saying, Lord, what about me? And God says, I haven't forgotten about you. God says, be encouraged. God is saying, be encouraged. Yes, we came on his behalf. We claim his. So what I was just sharing right now, those other things, it's for people. you receive what it is that God is speaking to you. You know, hopefully it's confirmation for you. If you're saying, Lord, what's next? I want to tell you this, guys. Don't be concerned about what people have to say about your life. Do what God is telling you to do. Be focused on the wave, on the move of God in your life. And hear what he's saying, and then go ahead and do it. Don't be afraid. Just jump out there and do what it is that he's calling you to do. Because this whole season is a preparation season. This has been a preparation stage, but guess what? God's always preparing us daily. I want to say, God bless you. God bless each and every one of you. God is going to do this thing in your life. You know, those things I prayed, you know, I did pray for Oscar, and some of those other words were for some other people that I'm looking at. I'm looking at your picture and I'm speaking, but I feel like God's telling me to say to you, it's not too late. You're not too old. Your music production, for the other person, your music production, guess what? It's going to happen. Don't give up. God is not through with you. Right. Pick up your pen. This word for somebody else. Write. Pick up the pen that God has given you and write. And trust what the vision that he's given you. And go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. Do it for that person, Lord. And God said, and you've been saying, Lord, and God says, do it. This is your season. I'm talking to someone else. This is your season. Receive the word that God is saying, this is your season. Do what God has been showing you and what the vision that you've been seeing. Write it out and watch God move in your life. Lord, be glorified. We thank you. We claim this and we stand in agreement, Lord God. We're praying over your word that your spirit will speak to your people, that your people will hear. Don't turn to your left or your right, God. Stay focused on God's word. Stay focused on God. And know what God has called you to do, then go ahead and do it. This in this season. God, be glorified. Be encouraged, people. Know that God is with you. Thank you for coming through tonight. Thank you for those of you. I'm not gonna call your name and do that, but you can inbox me privately if that word, whatever word was for you, you know, but you believe God is saying to your life. I know I'm looking at your pictures and I know what I feel like God was telling me to tell you. And Oscar, the storm is passing over. And whatever it is that God has been saying to you guys who are listening through that prayer, whatever he put in my heart to share, if you know that was confirmation, please let me know. And in the messenger, or if you feel comfortable in sharing it and saying that, you know, you felt that was for you, feel free to do that. I would say God bless you. Please share this video on your pages. And it's all about ministry, guys. It's all about ministry. And ministry is about touching and changing people's lives. So I pray that you will be encouraged with the ministry, with the purpose that God is giving you for your life. Don't miss the wave. Catch the wave. God bless you and be encouraged, guys. And I look forward to seeing you. If you decide to come through Thursday, come through Thursday from 9 to 10. And if not, please come back through next Tuesday from 9 to 10 for the preaching segment. But God bless you. Be encouraged. Thank you guys for coming through. And listen, guys, God is speaking. Let the church say amen. God bless you.